This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hammer and the Mindful Awareness Research Center's Thursday meditation. My name is Tom here. I am an occupational therapist living in Vancouver and living on the unceded traditional territories of the Lillooet and the Squamish First Nations. I'm really happy to be here with you to do some mindfulness meditation. And I see there folks from all over the country and perhaps outside as well. So welcome. And whether it's your first time doing meditation or you've practiced before, it's a real pleasure to be with you. So mindfulness is can be defined as the awareness that arises when we pay attention to our current experiences, both inside and the outside, with a certain attitude of curiosity and kindness. And this kind of willingness to be with our experience. And in this world, and particularly if you've been reading the news today or watching the news, there are, as you know, lots of uncertain things that can take our attention both into the future with worry and also into the past. And a lot of the time we live either in the future or the past, or if we're in the present moment, wanting a different present moment. Our bodies, however, are always in the present moment, should we have a chance to get in touch with our bodies, our physical sensations. It can be an indicator of how the body is feeling, how the mind is feeling, our emotions. And these changes can be at a very subtle level, or that it can be at a very gross level. And so the practice of mindfulness includes the practice of paying attention to our body sensations. And as we do so, we might notice some things that arise, maybe the changing nature of sensations, or maybe noticing what happens when we actually pay attention to the sensations, to actually feel them. We might also notice that we have an opportunity to have a pause between how we react to situations, choosing instead to respond. So I'd like to invite you now to join me in a series of very gentle mindful movements, because mind movement can actually help us to ground our attention into the body. And then we'll do a period of more still body scan meditation after the movement. So you will do the movements in our chair, if you like. Some of you might prefer to stand up. I will be facilitating the movements sitting in the chair. And I'd like to just invite you to perhaps sit in a more upright posture, a dignified posture, coming into the present by grounding through our feet and the backs of our legs, the buttocks, pressing into the chair, and the spine rising comfortably out of the pelvis, perhaps softening the shoulders down the back. And we can do the meditation with our eyes open or closed. And now bringing attention to your entire body, sitting, or if you're choosing to stand, sensations from inside to all the way out to the surface of the skin. And now bringing your attention to the sensations of breathing, wherever the breath is clearly felt. Maybe it's at the nostrils. Perhaps you can feel the air coming in and out through across the upper lip into the nostrils. You might feel the breath at the chest, rising and falling, or the belly expanding and contracting with the in and out breaths. And as we pay attention to the sensations of breathing, we might notice some thoughts, some memories, some urges to do something else than to be here. Perhaps we can just notice these as thoughts or ideas, and then bring our attention back to the sensations of the breath. Sensations of the breath in the body in this moment. And then with your next in-breath, raising the arms up, out towards the ceiling. And stretching out through the arms and fingers towards the ceiling, breathing. Making sure that you're not holding the breath at any time. And then slowly lowering the arms back down. Keeping in touch with the changing sensations in the body, changing sensations of the breath as we move the arms down. And then as they rest alongside your body, what are you noticing? What are you feeling in the fingers, the thumbs, the hands? Are these sensations static or changing? Are they pleasant or unpleasant? Once more, raising the arms up towards the ceiling. When we're doing these movements, making sure that we are staying within our own limits. You can also choose to visualize any movements that you'd rather not do physically. And now stretching out through the arms and fingers once more. And then on your next out-breath, tilting towards the right. And breathing in to come up. And then exhaling to the other side. Doing a couple more in your own time. And we'll meet with our arms pointing towards the ceiling, stretching out. And then slowly lowering the arms, keeping in touch with the sensations of the body as we do so. And continuing to attend to the sensations in your body. Heat, pressure, tightness, ease. And now let's do some gentle shoulder shrugs, raising the shoulders towards the ears, drawing them together at the front, depressing the shoulders and drawing the blades together at the back, and doing a couple more in your own time. And then going in the other direction, if you wish. And coming to stillness when you're ready. Just noticing the effects of these movements on your body. Also, additionally, noticing how we meet some stronger sensations that might be arising. With kindness and curiosity, or with a sense of bracing or pushing away, not judging either mode of responding, simply being aware. And now bringing the hands to the hips. We'll do a couple of gentle twists. We'll start by just looking over the left shoulder. On an inhale, coming back to center. And on your next out breath, looking over the right shoulder. Inhaling back to center. And on your next out breath, twisting from the hips up and looking over the left shoulder. Inhaling back to center. And exhaling from the and twisting from the hips up to look over the right shoulder. And coming back to center. Lowering the arms. And then continuing with a body scan. And as we move into a posture that allows us to be awake and present, being aware of that as well, the movement, the sensations of the body as we move. And we can continue to do the body scan, either sitting or standing. And some people like to lie down to do the body scan. And the intention here is really to fall awake to body sensations or lack of sensations in the body from one moment to the next. Attending now to the sensations of the breath, wherever the breath can be clearly felt, at the nostrils, the belly, or the chest. And now with your next in-breath, guiding your attention as if it were two beams of light down the legs and into the feet, both feet. Just feeling whatever sensations are there to be felt in the feet, the soles, the tops, the sides, the heel, the ankle. You might notice that there are no sensations, or there might be different sensations in one foot and the other. Might notice sensations of numbness or tingling, pressure, coolness or warmth, movement or stillness, or maybe nothing at all. Sensing the feet from the inside out. And then on an out-breath, releasing the feet from your attention. And on an in-breath, establishing your attention on the legs, the lower legs, the knees, the upper legs. Noticing any and all or no sensations in the legs. There might be sensations of contact with clothing or with your supporting surface. There might be sensations deeper within the legs, a sense of ease or bracing or tightness or relaxation. And as best we can, allowing whatever sensations are here to be here because they're already here. At times, the attention might be more narrow, focusing in on an area of more intense sensation or absent sensation. We can explore one particular area for its qualities, the size, the boundaries, changing or static nature of the sensations. And other times, the attention might be broader and taking in a larger swath of the legs. Sensations on the surface and deeper within the legs. Or there might be sensations in the knees. As we pay attention to the sensations in the legs, what is arising? Maybe becoming aware of some thoughts or emotions associated with the sensations. When we notice the attention has been taken away to thoughts or to emotions or to feelings elsewhere in the body, we can just gently acknowledge that this has happened and then gently bring the attention back to the sensations in the legs. Now on your next in-breath, allowing the attention to widen to take in the entirety of both legs. And on your next out-breath, releasing attention on the legs as we escort our attention up into the pelvic region, the pelvic bowl, the girdle, the hips, the buttocks. Feeling any and all or no sensations here. And meeting whatever arises with curiosity and kindness. On your next in-breath, allowing awareness to expand to take in the entirety of the pelvic region. And on an exhale, releasing this area from attention. And then moving our attention up into the back, the part of the body that can often hold stress, strain, or challenging or difficult sensations throughout our day. So exploring the back, the spine, the supporting muscles alongside the spine, shoulder blades, muscles between them. What sensations are here to be known, to be greeted with curiosity and kindness? And now on your next out-breath, releasing the back from attention, and wrapping your attention to the front of the body, attending to the sensations in the belly, the rib cage, the chest. Perhaps feeling the sensations in the organs, the gentle beating of the heart, expansion, contraction of the lungs. And as we're attending to this part of the body, perhaps some sensations related to emotions might be arising. And if that's the case, perhaps taking a moment to name the emotion, maybe this sadness here or this fear, frustration, anxiety. And then dropping the attention back into the body, tending to that part of the body where the emotion is landing. Attending to these sensations along with the sensations of breathing. Expanding on the in-breath, releasing, letting go on the out-breath, or letting be. And then coming back with the attention to the sensations of the front of the body, the chest, the belly. And with your next in-breath, allowing the attention to expand, to take in the entire torso from the belly all the way up into the shoulders. And on an out-breath, letting go of your attention here. And bringing the attention down the arms into the fingers and the hands and the wrists. Attending to any and all or no sensations there. And then letting the lens of attention to move up into the forearms and the elbows. What do you notice here? What feelings, what sensations are here? And then moving up further into the upper arms and the armpits and the shoulders. Perhaps noticing some sensations of holding or tightness in the shoulders or of ease and relaxation. Meeting sensations and our reactions or responses, relationships to them with curiosity. And now with your next out-breath, releasing from your attention both arms and moving attention up into the area of the neck and the sides and the back of the head. taking in the sensations in the ears. And on an out-breath, releasing attention on the back and sides of the head and the neck, and moving our attention to the front of the face, taking sensations in the jaw, the chin, the mouth, the lips, the nose, the eyes, the forehead. Attending to the entirety of the face with kindness and curiosity. And when you notice the attention has been taken away to somewhere else, to thinking, planning, memories, and other experiences, we can just note the attention has gone away and gently bring it back to sensations in the face. And now moving our attention to the very top of the head and becoming aware of whatever sensations are present here. And now from the top of the head, allowing your attention to take in your entire body from head to toe, side to side and front and back. And perhaps resting in awareness of the sensations of the breath and the body. Just resting in this expanded awareness of the entire body. And perhaps the last couple of minutes of the meditation, wishing ourselves well. May I be peaceful and live with ease. May I have well-being and good health in my life. And expanding this circle of well-wishing to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere live in peace and well-being. May all beings everywhere live with kindness and good health, despite the conditions of our lives, of their lives. May all beings everywhere live with harmony and live with peace. Now perhaps taking three deeper breaths. And letting go of this brief practice together. And opening your eyes if they were closed, and widening your gaze if they were open. So thank you so much for your practice today. And before you leave, I just want to remind you of some of the programs. We have this meditation, of course, every Thursday and also on Mondays. And the Mindful Awareness Research Center has lots of courses and programs. So please feel free to check out our website. And thank you so much. And we'll see you at the next meditation. Thanks for coming, everyone. And I'll stick around for a few minutes afterwards for people who have any questions or want to talk about their practice today. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.